Welcome to Apple at Work, your weekly podcast about all things Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always, back on the show for a very fun topic. We have a friend, Alcir from Mosul. Alcir, welcome to Apple at Work.
Hey, Bradley. Good to be here again. Thanks for having me.
I have a very, I'm going to say simple, but not simple topic this week. And just a quick, it's really all about DDM and declarative device management, what it is, what problem it solves, where it's been, where it's going. So to kick off the show, can you give our listeners, like, what is DDM?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I believe you're right. It's a straightforward topic, but a very, very, very important one that materially changes how every organization around the world will interact with Apple device moving forward. And a lot of that is actually already in place. It really depends on what each MDM provider is doing. But I believe before we really talk about declarative device management, it's nice to spend a couple of minutes sharing what the MDM protocol is. I don't believe it's still clear for all customers. So when we talk, for example, on iOS and iPadOS management, basically almost all the work is done using a protocol that is designed, created, maintained, and updated by Apple. That ends up being part of the standard OS version, and that allow us as an MDM provider to interact with that device and to provide instructions and install configurations. And based on those commands and configurations, the device will perform a specific action or behave in a specific way. So the MDM protocol exists for a long period now and has been operating the same model, where the MDM provider, it's always proactive, reaching out to the device and giving the device an instruction. So there is zero intelligence. The device is not proactive in doing anything. And the same is true for gathering information. So when we want to, for example, understand if a specific app was updated, we needed before to actually pull a list of all apps installed with the version for each app installed and run a compare on our side. And then we could know if something had changed or not. So it was a very heavy and not a super smart workflow that was actually being addressed with a lot of heavy load on the MDM side. So we had to create all those logics and we had to embrace and handle all that processing on our side in back end. So customer could still have that a desired automation. And I believe that's a core word for anyone looking for bringing an MDM, an Apple MDM to their organization. They really don't want to be doing anything individually on each device. They want to configure and say, hey, this is how a device here in my organization should behave, and that's what I want to happen automatically. So in the past, for that to work automatically, there was a lot of work on the MDM side. So when DDM came, what DDM did was actually giving way more responsibility to the device. So the MDM provider, and the idea here is that the device is more proactive. We can provide instructions to the device, and the device will be able to perform those instructions regardless of like constant pulling or additional commands from the MDM. So we could create an automated way conditional flows where we can say, hey, if X happens, do Y. And we can just forget about it with that declaration there on that device. When X happens, Y will happen. And we don't need to be here on the MDM side pulling the device every minute, every 3 minutes, every whatever to understand if X happens. So we can send the instruction for the Y to happen because we can trust the device will take that action. So it's really revolutionary in terms of, first of all, helping MDM providers to be more efficient for customers, reducing a little bit the load, and second, make that way more reliable for customers allowing things to happen regardless of internet. That has been a core thing on the MDM market. We have customers in some environments where during part of the time the device is not connected, and looking to the old protocol model, if no internet, MDM can't reach the device, so nothing will change on the device. And DDM also allow us to have things happening regardless of a connection, existing connection on that moment with the MDM solution. So it's a great evolution, and I only see very positive things there.
It's interesting you talk about places with intermittent internet connection. And I think here in the, you and I are both in the southern part of the US, like we sort of think of internet as being like, very ubiquitous, always there. The number of times in my life at this point when I'm actually not connected to the internet is very minimal. I mean, you're kind of really, it's only like the brief moments on a plane where you turn airplane mode on and then to get 10,000 feet. Like those are probably the only times I'm never not connected to the internet. I mean, I think about even international travel. I was in Scotland last year, and it's just like, what used to be very expensive for data, you're just always there. But that's not everywhere. And I was talking to some friends of mine who work at Ubiquity, which is a networking company, and they were talking about this new package they're putting together of like these low-cost networking items for specifically for the Latin America market, where like that maybe the ISP, the infrastructure just isn't built out yet. And it kind of reminded me of when Apple was building out its caching server technology and how important, some of us that were on fast internet connections, like you didn't really care about that. But if you were on someone with a metered connection or one that was intermittent, like, having the ability to say, download all the latest version of iOS from a local network versus from the internet was absolutely huge. And even though things like Starlink have come and done a lot of great work worldwide, it still can be very expensive. And it makes a lot of sense that like the devices are very powerful, very strong, can be very intelligent. So let's put more of the onus on the device to make the decision and to carry out the actions versus constantly having to check in and talk back and confirm. And it's just a heavy load back on the MDM server.
Yeah. And if you get an iPhone now, the processing power of that device compared to what, a Mac was 10 years ago, it's crazy. So it basically means there is a lot of power there, probably not being used all the time. And this is just like a very lightweight task for the device. But why not share and distribute that responsibility? So it was a great idea and very, very celebrated. At least that's my perception among the MDM providers, specifically like the main players. And I believe it will make the overall experience of Apple customers much more positive. I do believe, and not only because I want it to be true, but based on the exposure and experience we have, we serve over 45,000 organizations around the world. And we have a lot of stories of customers migrating from a Windows environment to a Mac environment and to an Apple device environment and how much easier it is to manage. I believe Declarative will enhance that even more.
Well, I think there's something to be said for technical debt too. And this MDM protocol, the one we know and love, it's you kind of build layers upon layers upon layers. And like there is technical debt that, even the best software developers in the world accrue. And so sometimes you do have to take a step back and say, okay, if we were starting today, what would this look like? And the example I gave to somebody the other day, I said, that's largely what we got with iOS. There are things about iOS that like it was like a fresh start. But then you even look at iOS 17 years later, some odd, and it's like, it's accruing technical debt now. And then eventually there will be a need for something new. I mean, it's just how software, that's how software, works. And there's nothing wrong with it. And no one's done anything wrong. Now, again, so we first heard about DDM back summer of 2021. And I remember, it makes sense in hindsight that it would, that would come, because it's like, yeah, this is, we do need something fresh. We do need like a next generation MDM protocol device management. It's not even just mobile devices, it's all devices. And so that was a fun summer. Now, do you remember back that summer at Mosul? I mean, I'm sure every summer kind of rocks y'all's world a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, what was that summer like?
I believe you're right. I believe all summer is like the same. It's a very, very exciting moment, but also a very busy moment. There is a lot of things coming. When Declarative came, and I believe Apple has been doing a phenomenal job introducing Declarative, because they did not create any disruption, both for customers or for MDM providers. So initially, the concept was introduced. There was a way for us to play with it a little bit, but there was not a defined like migration timeline or like, hey, you need to be this in a more binary manner. This is different when a new feature is released. So for example, this year we had Apple Watch management, and this is a binary thing, or you do it or you don't. And there is a date when the new OS will be released, and on that day, or you are ready or you are not ready. So like, I believe that kind of thing naturally, and of course not an Apple decision, but naturally brings more pressure. And with Declarative, I believe we didn't have that much pressure. I believe we had time to understand. And Apple was really clear, hey, this is the future. Understand now that this is the future. They also create a way to make the current protocol compatible with the Declarative device management. So it doesn't require us like totally rewriting everything. So one, we didn't have at that time any very strong pressure about having to do all the work by a specific date. And second, there was a migration plan built into the technology there, what was very helpful as well. And then we started to see progressively and more declarative management capabilities being released. But we continue to see for a while the old protocol is still receiving some new features, new commands, new possibilities. Until very recently, when Apple say, hey, that this is it, we told everyone in the MDM world that declarative was the future, that they arrived. So from now on, all the new things will come to declarative, and that's our main goal. But we had time, and we could see that coming. Here at Mozo, we have this strong commitment in supporting everything they want. So since 2021, we have been supporting immediately every single possibility on declarative from the first day it was possible. So when I look back on the past 3-4 years, it has been smooth for us because it's a more like incremental thing. Every year we have more on declarative, and now when we look, there is a lot already run on declarative. We could already understand how to operate. We could understand what workflows on our infrastructure, on our cloud solution change, and what we can optimize. So now every time a new capability comes, every time a new configuration, or we're looking forward for the activations, when they come, we already have a very good understanding.
This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Mosul. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Mosul is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mosul is more than an Apple MDM. Mosul is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mosul.com. That's business.mosyle.com. Thanks to Mosul for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Yeah, we were given this kind of rare transition from Apple, because generally, like you said, it's announced in summer at WWDC. And I mean, it's certainly the past couple of years. And then, you know, it's here in the fall, whether you're ready or not. Like you've got this like short window. You generally have 4 months, and we've kind of had,
you know, a couple of years here. And Apple's been building them in public. And I think that that's the only way they could have done it in a sense, because, you know, you and I were talking before the show, like, you know, every one of these, every deployment is like an airplane in the air. And it's hard to kind of like wholesale, like replace something, you know, at once without interrupting things. I mean, the reality is no one, not that no one, like the end user doesn't necessarily feel the difference with DDM when it's there. It's like things behind the scenes are there. So you kind of can't just say like, hey, we're doing this like massive infrastructure, but it doesn't really help anything that you're noticing, but it's going to break everything for like a day. Like that doesn't work. But on the flip side for device management vendors like yourselves and the others, it was nice to have this like, you know, hey, we're going to announce it. We're going to have this kind of multi-year evolution working on it. And then, you know, with Apple having bought Fleetsmith and then having Apple Business Essentials too, like they were sort of having to dog food this stuff themselves and like make it work. And so you can kind of have this like, hey, we're going to slowly rebuild this thing together. And ultimately the end user never feels like, oh, something broke. It's just like, over time, things are much more efficient and you've kind of got this new foundation, which to build upon, which is, again, which is very rare for Apple and its development processes.
Yeah. And it's important to say that we are still in the middle of the process. So it's far from done. There is a lot already in DDM. This year we had the inclusion of something that's very, very important. And for me, it was like probably one of the most awaited features on DDM that was managing software updates, because it was a little bit hard for the MDM provider to understand if the command was applied, and customers, of course, they don't and should not have the visibility, but there are several things on the OS, or we had that in the previous OS that could just stop or restart or a software update to happen. So if you have like a Word open with a document and save it, that could stop a reboot there. And we had to be managing that all the time and checking every device and which version you are, what I told you to update yesterday. And so the clarity for that would be revolutionary, and it came this year. So we have a lot that was released, but there is a lot to come. I believe we are in the middle of these, and we will still have some time until the declarative will be taking care of every single interaction we have in terms of remote management and deployment of a device.
When do you think, I mean, I know this is a best guess, do you think this is a, like when we think of like what's left with the migration, do you think Apple's aiming for, we'll have this built out in the next 12 months, 24 months, 36 months? What do you think?
Anything that I say here will be speculation. What I can see in a very clear manner is that Apple want to do this right. So they are not rushing to just say that everything is on DDM. They're also not just getting something that existed and putting that on DDM in the same way with the same functionality. They're really rethinking how that could perform better. So again, going to the software update workflow, what DDM can do is different. If you just see now when an MDM sends a software update command to a device, that we have the possibility to schedule what was not a possibility, and then we have all the device being proactive, telling the user, hey, this was scheduled for this date, you need to do before, if you don't, we'll do for you, and then all that intelligence of the closer you are from the end dates, like more frequent alerts you will come. That all is basically redesigning the software update command from the old protocol to what it could be under DDM. And Apple is doing that. And for me, that's the most important thing. I don't believe there is any sense to change from one model to the other model to basically do the same. The idea is enhance experience, enhance possibilities. And there are being very cautious and putting the right time and work to make things work in the best way you can under the new model. So I don't know, Bradley, I'm not even thinking about that in terms of how long it'll take. I'm just excited every year to embrace the new capabilities and making that available to our customers, and also understanding how can we make Mozo better based on that. There is a lot of benefits on both sides, but at this moment, I believe the majority of the benefit is on the MDM provider side. And of course, as every time that we can improve the way we work, we have the responsibility to translate that in improvements for the customer as well. And also making flows that were not possible before made possible now, or maybe reviewing costs and to make that more accessible. I don't know. I'm just speculating here, but I do see a lot of good things coming. But I don't have a date. And yeah.
Well, and I think that's a very astute way to look at it, in terms of like Apple is not trying to rush this, because this isn't necessarily like a marketing stat that they would tout. Like they would say X percent of our devices are on iOS 18, or we're, you know, X percent of our installed base is using Apple Silicon. Like, I don't want to say like nobody cares, but like the general public doesn't care if 100% of its MDM protocol is running through DDM. But like you said, I think this ultimately is giving the device management vendors better tools to build better solutions for their customers. And I think that's the way to think about DDM. So if we're like, let's think this is the holy grail. Let's say it's 5 years from now, everything Mozo touches with the Apple platform runs through DDM. What does that feel like? Like, what does that enable y'all to build? Like, you know, is that just software development's faster? Like, what's the holy grail here?
Yeah, that's a good point. And just going back to when we started this conversation, I was explaining a little bit how the protocol works. And I believe for this question now, it's important to say that when we look to iOS and iPadOS, basically every interaction we have with the device is through the Apple protocol or the old protocol or now DDM. When we look on Mac, that changes materially. If we see today, and I got the numbers some time ago, but more than half of the interactions we have with device with Mac happen through our agent and not necessarily through the protocol. So that is, you can see that there is way more optimization in terms of our flows we can do with DDM on the iOS side than we can do on the Mac side. But that being said, first thing we are expecting, it's really to be able to optimize and make things faster. And then using all the time for processing and all the power we are using for processing workflows that now we'll be able to be handled by the device, and invest that in new things, invest that in new benefits, new automations for the customers. So it's really sharing the responsibility and basically telling the device, hey, I was handling this complex workflow until now, and that was taking me a lot of effort to do, and I'm glad you can do that now. I'll take that time and I'll build something new to occupy that time. And this is really how we are looking at that. We also expect that once our entire base of devices on DDM, what for me will probably take some good time. We have a very large base of a device under our management, and those are devices with different OS versions and things like that. But if we had all device under declarative and everything possible on the MDM was running on the declarative, I believe that would also make our, it would allow us to optimize infrastructure materially. What can lead to two things: it can reduce costs, hopefully, and it can also improve performance for our customers.
Well, and I think that's ultimately the what I want to hit across here. Like, this is a firm foundation for the future. And I think too, you know, I was thinking about like companies and their software, you know, development and like your infrastructure. And if you all were taking on, again, like this, you know, you had this like idea for like this brand new thing you wanted to offer your customers. If you're able to build this on a modern foundation, you ultimately feel more secure, like this investment will pay off. And I think that's like maybe a better analogy is like, do you want to build this in Swift, or do you want to build this in you know, Objective-C? Like, I, you know, maybe that's like an apt analogy. But I don't know. I think it's just like about looking to the future and knowing that the future is not route with
And you need to make another analogy here. So our generation, we had to learn how to use technology. We were already conscious human beings when, at least I was very conscious when the iPhone was introduced. So that was like a life before that. And if you look to kids today, like, that's all they know. So there is a strong advantage for people starting under the curative if the players that started before don't move and don't adopt a mindset of looking at the future and not necessarily be really protective of investments made in the past. The past is the past. It generated the returns that should generate in the past. But we need to focus in the future. That's what we are doing here. So if we need to get a flow that we spend a lot of time in the past and we need to redo that completely, we will. We'll not try to protect the cost from the past. We are trying really to prepare for the future and make sure we have the best implementation of that. But that is a very big question mark, in my opinion, in terms of how other players will operate, because that does require resource to redo things that were done already. And then there is another question mark that is how that will impact innovation in terms of the new MDM features, because your roadmap is your roadmap. Your developers are your developers. And it's not because declarative came that now out of the blue you have 50% allowance on your development budget. So you can use that for declarative. You don't. So everything we need to redo, it's actually taking time from other things that we could be doing. And I'm very interested to see how that will play out among different players, and if that will reduce the innovation on their side in terms of new features, new capabilities, so they can have resource to catch up on the declarative management. And that's also why we decide to take a hard commitment on day one and say, hey, every new thing that comes, we'll do immediately. So we don't build this balance, this open balance there that will, in some moment in the future, find us again, and then it'll be probably hard to do. So I believe that, that will change the market in an interesting way for the next years.
Well, that makes sense. It's, if you know this is the future, not that you ignore what you have that's built on the old system, but you don't want to go innovate on it, and you want to maintain it and ensure it works, but you want to know, like, hey, this is the future. So, you know, if you've got to spend development resources, I mean, again, you can't do everything. And so you say, well, we're going to build, if we know that's going here, we're going to make sure that when there's something to build here, we're going to build it, because we know we have to. There's no not building this. It's not a decision of like, do we do it or do we don't? Like, it's like, do we do it today or do we do it tomorrow?
But as we know, for all those decisions, not only on software or MDM, but all the decisions, like, it's we see more often than I believe we would like when people need to decide, do I do this today or do I do this tomorrow? They'll probably go with tomorrow. So that's what we are seeing a little bit on the market right now.
Yeah, well, like you said, not a lot of this software development work here isn't necessarily something you can tout to customers. It's in some ways maintenance, but it's necessary maintenance your customers that know, like, this is, to me, these are the kind of things they're looking for, is like, are you building for what you know is coming, so I don't have to kind of question, are we ready for the future?
Yes. And this is a great point. We have customers asking for declarative, and it's a generic question. They say, hey, do you have declarative? And like, that's a very broad question, right? Like, you can have one capability on declarative and say you have declarative. And then we always try to interact and say, hey, why? What we're looking for, is there anything important on your workflow? Really to understand how customers are feeling declarative, but they're not really aware of the why. They just know that that's a new thing that will be important in the future, and they want to make sure they are prepared and their provider is prepared. So I believe it's more like an emotional thing in terms of, I am safe with this provider than necessarily I need this feature because of a workflow or an issue I have today. But yes, customers are aware about that.
Yeah. And as we wrap up, I mean, it's, I think it's something to think about, man. We've got a show coming up soon in terms of with what goes into planning a switch and for device management vendors. And that's something that like ultimately is hard. And like you want to make sure, like if I'm investing in a platform today, like you don't want to be like buying something and switching to something and then saying, mm-hmm. 3 years from now, we're going to have to move again because you're falling behind. So it's a forthcoming episode. I was actually working on the planning of that this morning. We have a first time guest on the show who's done this in the trenches. So it'll be fun. Cool. But Alcir, we'll have some links in the show notes about TDM. So thanks for coming on the show. So again, if you're listening, these are the questions you should be asking your vendors about, like what is your DDM plan? It is a work in progress, but you want to know that at least is something that's being worked on. So again, thanks for coming on the show. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I will always appreciate a rating and review. Please, or if you're giving a 1-star, don't. But if you're giving a 5-star, I'll. But again, and we'll talk to everybody next time.